not superhuman.
I'm not superhuman.
Someone save me from the hate. It's just another war. Just another family torn.
Hey everybody, I'm Doc and welcome back for another edition of the Boneyard. That song I picked for the opening is Hero by Skillet, and that's going to set the tone for this podcast. So, like I do with most podcasts, I start out with a question. What is a hero? Well, growing up, my first image of a hero was the old black and white Superman TV show starring George Reeves. And you know, it's funny, I could still remember part of the intro talking about truth and the American way. So, I'm going to throw it out again. What exactly is a hero? I guess more importantly, I should ask, are there any heroes left? Now, those of you who have been following my podcast for a while now, I did a tribute to some of my heroes, the Vietnam vets. Yes, but also heroes come in very different shapes and sizes. There is no textbook definition of what a hero is or who a hero is. And in just a minute, I'll be right back to tell you who a hero is. Hey, everybody, this is Doc from the Boneyard. Hey, check this out. I'm on 19 different media outlets. I'm on Google, Apple, Spotify, Amazon, Podcast Addict, Podchaser, Pocket Casts, TuneIn, Alexa, Deezer, Listen Notes, Player FM, Podcast Index, Overcast, Castro FM, CastBox, PodFriend, Breaker, Anchor FM, and Stitcher. I'm also on Facebook, The Boneyard 2021. Hey, check it out. I'm everywhere. So, like I said before the shameless plug and commercial break, what exactly is a hero? Well, heroes are everyday people. Heroes are you and me. Heroes are whoever steps up in that moment of need, that moment of, oh, hell is breaking loose, and they do what needs to be done to get the job done. That's plain and simple. Now, a hero could be something as simple as buying that homeless man on the street a meal. Something as simple as that. Or they could be something as courageous as who responds when you call 911. That hero in uniform that shows up. Or the hero that comes to put out that fire. Or the hero that responds to the automobile accident. Or the heroes who take that oath to serve and defend the Constitution and this country. But more importantly, heroes are around us every day, all day. Now, most of them don't walk around with a big Superman on their chest. You wouldn't know what to look at them. But in your moment of need, there they are. They come out of nowhere, they do what needs to be done, and they disappear back into obscurity. And you look around and think, who in the hell was that masked individual? It's pretty cool, huh? Did you ever wonder what it takes to be that hero? Well, I'm going to answer that from personal experience. It's stepping up when it's needed. You put the fear aside. You don't think of your own needs. You think of the greater good. You think of that selfless service I always talk about. You're not in it for fame. You're not in it for fortune. You're not in it for recognition. You're just in it to be in it. To be a part. To be a part of the greater good. To something bigger than yourself. And if you haven't guessed, there's a common theme to all these podcasts, really. Since I got started back in April this year, it's selfless service. You can serve in many different ways. Your time is the most valuable commodity you have. I challenge you to use some of that time to serve others. Kind of me personally, I'm getting ready to join the Wounded Warrior Project as a peer mentor. I'll be going out to Seattle in just a couple of weeks for that initial training, and I will volunteer my time to serve our veterans through what's called Project Odyssey, which is a week-long event that deals with camaraderie. It gets veterans in a safe environment. They do different activities. They go to different field trips. As a matter of fact, I did a couple of odysseys. I went whitewater rafting, went zip lining, and it was a life-changing experience. I also am going to volunteer within the next few weeks with Team Rubicon, doing their daily threat assessment and brief. Team Rubicon was founded by veterans, and they primarily do civilian disaster response. They have a chainsaw brigade. They help out where needed. They clear debris, that types of stuff. And I would have to say that my biggest act of volunteerism and self-service are these podcasts. I get no monetary gain from them. I ask nothing. All I do is put the word out, folks. That's it. That is my contribution. That is my way of giving back. I can no longer serve this country in uniform. Partially by my own choosing and partially because of PTSD, which is fine. But I've channeled that energy and I've found other ways of giving back. And I totally believe wholeheartedly that we are here to serve, that we are to serve one another. Now, I'm not saying we need to go around washing people's feet. No, that's not what I'm saying at all, folks. What I'm saying is giving of your time. And you would be surprised at what that means to someone else. There's only 24 hours in a day, folks. It's hard to manage those 24 hours. But just think, you give a little bit of that time to someone else, that is a precious gift that is priceless. And as always, I speak from personal example. I do what I say on these podcasts. I am the living embodiment of self-sacrifice and service. So I challenge you to get out there. Donate some of your time. Be that hero that someone needs in their moment of need. I'm going to throw in a short musical interlude because I love to do that. And I think you'll like this tune. So stick around. That was Hero from Nickelback. That was the theme song for the Spider-Man movie with Tobey Maguire that came out a few years ago. And that kind of sums up what a hero is. So I challenge you to be that hero, to be that mass crusader for someone in need. All right, guys, I'm going to be back in just a few minutes. I'm going to throw some shameless plugs and shout-outs. Be right back. Hey, everybody, this is Doc from the Boneyard. Hey, listen, if you're looking for a special, unique, one-of-a-kind, handcrafted gift, I challenge you to go to Dee's Unique Designs. That's Dee's Unique Designs. You can find her on Facebook. Hey, everybody, it's Doc from the Boneyard. Hey, listen, if you're looking for that one-of-a-kind, really cool, unique, antique gift, go see my friends at G&M Antiques and Thrift. Hey, listen, they're in Albany, so if you're ever down in Albany, Georgia, check them out. Hey, I'm Doc, and I'm back. Hey, listen, I had to throw some shout-out and shameless plug love to Dee's Unique Designs and G&M Antiques. Hey, listen, Just trying to spread the love around, you know? Give back what has been given unto me. And like I said, I get nothing monetarily for this. It's just a friendly helping hand, so to speak. Hey, listen. You turn on the news and you see nothing but shit. I'm not gonna lie. There's negativity everywhere. We live in a climate that the media feeds on negativity. Be that positivity. I can't stand negative. Now, is it possible to go around with butterflies coming out of your you-know-what all the time? Not hardly. It's a choice. It's a choice to be positive. To find that positive in that negative situation. And like I said, the whole hero thing, you could be that positive in someone's negative situation. So, I challenge you again to be that undercover hero. To swoop down in that moment of need, not for yourself, just for the love of others. Hey, listen, I'm going to cut it short this week. As always, I thank you for your love and support and giving up your time and tuning in to listen to me ramble incessantly. The Boneyard, or correction, Doc's Boneyard, is a Whiskey 901 production. If you have any comments, questions, concerns, or even suggestions, please, please, please feel free to contact me at theboneyard2021 @yahoo.com. That's theboneyard2021 @yahoo.com. Hey, everybody. This is Doc again from the Boneyard. Hey, listen, I want to throw a special shameless plug and shout-out love to my friends at Melted, 2921 Gillianville Road in Albany, Georgia. Hey, listen, man, they specialize in specialty grilled cheese like Southern Charm, Notorious Fig, the Big Moo. Check them out if you're in Albany, Georgia.
Believe it or not, it's just
Hey guys, I want to give a special shout out and shameless plug to the guys at Petoria Fields, especially PretoriaFieldsRadio.com. That's Pretoria, P-R-E-T-O-R-I-A, FieldsRadio.com. They have a live radio show, 7 p.m. to 9 on Thursdays. And their website is On the Air Tonight on Facebook. Check them out. And before I leave you for this week, I just wanted to throw a little FYI out there. Yours truly made his radio debut on Thursday night on the Air Tonight, which is broadcast live on PretoriaFieldsRadio.com. So if you get a chance, tune in next week. They've invited me back to promote the podcast. So tune in, listen in, send your feedback to the radio station. Let them know how you like the show. Until next time, remember, it's not the meat, the gristle, the fat. It's just the bare bones.